This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's helping out the cattle markets today?
Well, Leslie, I wish I could give you a real good answer, but there is none out there. There's not any fresh news. I mean, we've went almost 4 days this week without any real news in the cattle market, and we've traded up and down, and today was no different. We had upside trade today, closed positive. We did see box beef up 28 cents on choice, down 35 on selects, moved 82 loads at noon, had 114,000 estimated cattle killed today. Saw our carcass weights make new all-time record highs. Steers are now at 902 pounds carcass weights. 4 pounds heavier than last week, and that's a new record. December cattle today, 15 cents higher on the close. February, 47 higher. November feeders up 75. Jan feeders up 37. And December lean hogs, 52 cents higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Hey, is a PowerFlex HL really powerful and flexible?
Yep. Gives winter weed growers powerful weed control and rotational flexibility.
Powerful and flexible like a muscular slinky?
Not exactly.
A lumberjack after a yoga session?
Not even sure what that means.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah. Look, you can learn all about PowerFlex HL at PowerFlexHL.com.
And that's like a...
It's a webpage on the internet.
Now you're speaking my language.
Dow AgroSciences. Solutions for the growing world. Always read and follow label directions.
Neighbors Midwest Farm Shows has been our longest running sponsor of a daily Farm and Ranch News email. They produce the Tulsa Farm Show each December, have for 20 years, and for many years also the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. In 2014, though, it's a new name for the Southern Plains Farm Show, the Oklahoma City Farm Show, still produced by Midwest Farm Shows, still a great event at State Fair Park, and you can learn more by going to their website at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
Tom, what's going on in the grain market today?
Well, Leslie, we saw early downside in wheat, corn, and soybeans, and when we resumed trading after 8:30 this morning, we saw strength show up in the soybean complex. It held positive throughout the day, but was unable to hold the highs of the day, just like the corn market. Wheat and corn today saw disappointingly low export sales, while the soybean saw fantastic export sales once again, and soybean meal actually saw negative export sales number, as we're starting to see those cancellations show up that we've been hearing about for the last couple weeks. Now, soybeans had great upside today off those export sales numbers, but we did not see the market able to hold all that highs. December KC wheat, 5.5 lower today. March KC down 5.25. December Chicago down 4.5. December corn and March corn both up a penny today. Jan beans were 8.75 higher. March beans up 8 cents. And December cotton, 48 points higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.